Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The World Show with Nikki B.
But right now, I'm very excited because I'm speaking to a sister that I haven't seen for way, way, way too long. And she's been busy. Welcome back to the World Show, Buchle. Buchle bendalo mda, but Buchle to those of us who know and love her. Welcome back to the World Show.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's good to be back. Yes. I just wish we were together in studio.
Absolutely. In fact, it's quite interesting because yesterday I was going through my photographs and I was looking at the last time you were in studio and the photos. I think I must send them and post them and send you some. And it kind of threw me back to then. But Buchle, firstly, I must say congratulations on such a beautiful album, Josie. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful offering. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you so much, and good evening to your listeners. I've been waiting for your feedback.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, I know you have a beautiful ear when it comes to authentically African music. So it's comforting, and I feel blessed that you approve. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you, too. And I'm happy that you used the word authentic, because when I listen to this album, that's really what comes to me from the album. The one thing is authentic, and the other thing that I have to say, I can't wait to say it or to share with you this feedback. But what I really appreciate is the range of your voice, the way you've explored your range with different songs. Mm. You know, you've really treated each song as its own precious treasure, and your voice has a distinct tone on each different song, if that makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, I think I owe that to the spirits that live within me. You know, I like exploring myself and wanting to stretch on my talent. You know, I think it's the women that live in me and the men that live in me, you know, and it's a beautiful journey to explore on my solo career, you know, and to explore on things that I always wanted to try out on my own. And this album has given me that platform, which is just beautiful. And the reception is just so overwhelming, because, you know, when you're an artist, you hear things in your head and don't really think they would reach out to the people that needs to reach out to. So it's just, the feeling is just surreal.
Yes, I'm sure. But now I want to talk a lot about the album, but I also want to start not at the right at the beginning, because we would have to stay for 2 days on the World Show. But
yes, I feel so old.
Not even, but just, you know, your journey's been so rich.
But
coming from, you know, even I've just had a flash now of the very first time I saw The Soil perform. And it was, was it at the Mandela Theatre at the Civic? It was the launch of the album.
I think it was
I just had a flash of that moment of watching the show and thinking, wow. But
yes.
But now working with The Soil and what The Soil achieved. In fact, if you could name for me two or three things that you got out of working with The Soil.
Wow, just two. Okay.
Make it three.
I think I found my voice in The Soil. You know, I didn't even think that my voice would stand out and command attention. You know, I always grew up thinking, okay, I'm with these guys and which I'm just harmonizing. I'm just going to put a lady voice on top of them. You know, I wasn't aware of the gold that my voice had, you know, and I think I discovered so many parts of myself as I went on the journey with The Soil, you know, and I got to learn how to correlate, you know, with a band, and being the only woman in the group, that made me blend in with these different masculine voices. So yes. I learned so many dynamics when it comes to harmony and the beauty of blending in with different voices.
Yes.
So, and yeah, those are part of the few things that I learned from the soil.
Yes. And also, I mean, did you ever imagine you would be part? Look, you were a founder member. So as humble as you're speaking about it, you know, you said, you know, being the only woman part of this group, but actually you were one of the founding members. But did you ever imagine that the soil would take you so far in the world, if I can put it that way?
Not at all. You know, when you grow up in the township, you just sometimes you do things just to pass time, you know, and just to entertain the people around you and just to enhance the talent that at that moment you think you have, you know, because there's so many negativity that comes with growing up in the township.
Yes.
That you don't see beyond your poverty. You don't see beyond the space you're in.
Yes.
You just want to have fun. You just want to sing. If you're a dancer, you just want to dance. When the music plays, you just want to dance. And if you're a painter, you just want to paint. You just want to draw your cousins' faces and whatnot. But unfortunately, most of the time growing up in the township, you don't see past that, you
yes.
know? So as things unfolded with the soil, it became realer as we go, you know? And I never ever imagined that I would go to like England, you know,
and
sing for the Queen, you know,
yes.
And every time that would happen, I remember Upindo would always say, "Avuva," you know, in other words, can you see where you are, you know, can you believe it, you know,
yes.
So it that feeling, whenever we'd come back home, we're like, yo, Joe,
yes.
We just performed for the Queen. So it
yes.
was just
and also,
a beautiful journey, really.
I've noticed, and in fact, I noticed this, I think, the last time you came as the Soil on the World Show, but you've got a following of more than a million people. And I mean, that is just so, you know, to think that you're reaching those kind of numbers is just completely, you know, I don't want to say remarkable because the soil is remarkable, but that's just, you know, you've touched people when, you know, and that's absolutely beautiful. Yes. So,
I think also the backup that we received from back home, you know, if it wasn't for the connections that our company Native Rhythms had and the friends they've made throughout the world, really, you know,
yes.
We wouldn't have seen ourselves in those spaces. And our genre was and still is a bit of an ancient sound that one had to listen to over a few times to actually buy into it. So it was a journey on its own, having to make people love the music that we come with, you know?
Yes.
So it's just beautiful. It's just blessings as we go.
Yes. And in fact, you know, you speak about it as an ancient sound. But when I listened, and that's even the first time that I saw you perform at the first launch, and I thought the beauty is this is an ancient sound presented in a way that's so relevant and contemporary and hip. And I think that's what you guys did as the Soil very, very successfully. Yes. But
it was
yes,
beautiful.
Yes. Now I do want to focus on this album, Chaucy, because that is our mission today.
Yes.
But before
before
we talk more about it, let's hear the opening track. And this track was the first track off the album that I played on the World Show. And again, such a beautiful response, Vusela. Tell us about Vusela.
Firstly, as most of the people know that I am a sangoma, you know, so
yes.
there's a process where you have to summon the gods when you're about to perform a ritual, you know, and we call it ukuvusela, you know,
yes.
you must chant and you must sing so that you enter into that spirit,
yes.
you know. So Uvusela for me is some sort of a call out to all my ancestors, to the ancestors that are not known to self also, you know, every spirit that guides me, I'm calling it forth because now we're about to open a door where people will find the healing that they need. I did this track with my grandfather, who is also a praise poet. Yes. Nthethelele Gongota is my grandfather and a praise poet, a family treasure, really, you know, who knows everything that one needs to know about my bloodline. So it was a perfect person to accompany this work of art that I created.
Absolutely. And it is the opening track, and I think it's so appropriate we start with it. So I'm going to play you Vusela now, just after this. Of course, I'm speaking to Buchle Bendalo, or Buchle Mda, if you, of course, love her as much as I do. And it is The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Yakomba lentumbi yake makwethosi mawudede ukumnyama kuvela ukukhanya egam.
Wow, Kaya FM 95.9. What a powerful intro. Buchle Bendalo. And I'm so pleased I know who the male voice is now. Makes it even more special. Yes. Absolutely beautiful. In fact, you spoke about, is it two men that made a significant impact on this album for you? I think the other was Madala Kunene.
Yes. There are a few men who brought such light into this album. Yes, Madala Kunene as well. I featured him on a song called Kupuga.
Yes.
You know, I remember visiting him at his home in KZN, and we started jamming together. And I came back to Joburg, and a song came to me, and I had this recording on my phone, and it blended in so well with his strumming and his jam on this recording. And I called him and I said, Bafo, I think I would like to have this song as a song on my album.
Yes.
And Bafo was excited, and he just said, let's do it. You know, I regard him as my spiritual father, you know, because our connection is beyond the physical, really. You know, we connect in so many levels.
Yes.
And another important man that assisted me with this album is, I call him Ubab Dr. Sipho Sithole. Malambula,
yes,
himself. You know, I produced the album with him as well. He's such a treasure, you know, to the music of our country. You know,
yes,
and we blend in so well musically.
Yes.
You know, and he's taught me so much.
And he's been such a part of your journey. Yes.
Yes, he's such a big part of my journey, even with the soil itself. And now he's allowed me to explore even on the production side, which I didn't even think I had, you
yes
know, the powers to do that. But he gave me that platform as well. So there are a few men who actually made this album what it is today.
Yes.
Which is such a blessing to me.
Absolutely. And a very, very powerful men, as you've been describing
yeah
them. But what was it yeah like transitioning from the group into your solo career? You know, is it something you had considered for a long time? And, you know, what were the challenges or even, you know, the things that you looked forward to as you moved into your solo career?
You know, Nikki, moving into my solo career felt like rebirth to me. And it's something that I needed to fulfill.
Yes.
I call it my second calling, you know.
Yes.
I was called to music, but I was called to self more than I was called to music. And now I'm journeying into self, which is a beautiful transition. You know,
yes, yes.
Within the soil, there were so many lights I was dimming on my end. You know, because you know, when you're in a group, and you're female, you know, we are born with this natural light and with this natural glory. Yes. Sometimes we feel it's too much, you know, and you try and dim it down, you know. But this solo path for me has brought me to myself, to a point where I burst into so many glories that are in me that needed to shine through. And it only needed for me to take this path by myself, to myself.
Yes.
So it's just, it feels like being baptized or being born again type thing, you know.
Yes.
For me, it's a journey that I had to take, and I had to take on my own. And it's colliding to self. It's a beautiful feeling.
I love the way that you've described it. And, you know, and again, without any, you know, to give credit where it's due, I often think that when I look sometimes at my life or other people's life, it's almost like everything we do is an apprenticeship for the next step of where we're going to go, you know?
And, yes, that is true.
And as you say, you know, I think you brought up an important point as we in Women's Month and dealing with these, is often as women, especially, you know, if one has a powerful energy or a powerful creativity, one can feel the, you know, sometimes the pressure to dim that light in order to maintain in the world. But what a joy it is to stand in your full I am-ness and to be able to do this. Now, with you know, your becoming a traditional healer, at what point in your evolution did this happen? You know, did this happen while the soil was together or before your solo career? At what point did you get that calling?
Way before the soil.
Okay, I never knew that. Yes.
Yeah, it was. I was very young, Nikki. You know, and when I ventured into my teenage stage, I could tell that I was different from other kids, you know. But I didn't get why and how am I different, you know. It's beautiful to know yourself, you know, even at a very young age.
Yes.
But now it's even better when you have a support structure at home that will walk you through that, you know.
Absolutely.
Through that discovery. So this came to me way before I even ventured into music.
Yes.
But I couldn't put it into words or get a perfect understanding of what it was until I started being in tune with myself as I grew older, you know. Started praying harder, starting being questioning a lot of things when it comes to beliefs and religion and everything that is in between that. So it was a journey where I needed to dig deep within me to understand, and it took me years to actually get that or to get there, really.
Yes.
You know, if I remember perfectly, like when I was like 15, but then 15 years later was when I actually understood what actually is happening with me, you know.
Yes.
But it's also a privilege when you are born into a family that is rooted in tradition and understands these things, you know. But obviously as a young girl who is amongst other young girls, cannot understand why am I the one who has to do such things, you know? Why am I the one who has to embark on this journey? But as you grow older and seeking the understanding, you grow to understand why you are the chosen one.
Absolutely.
And what is it that is needed from you by spirits that are beyond you and by God also. So it's an ongoing journey. I don't know everything even now. I'm growing and I'm learning as I go.
Yes, but I always say mastery of anything, whether it's music or as a healer, mastery of anything is because you are still learning all the time. The minute we think we know it all, we are no longer masters, if you know what I'm saying. So that is part of the mastery is the ongoing evolution. And do you find that, you know, I don't know why, but as we're talking now, I keep thinking of Mama Miriam Makeba and and Sangoma, the album, and you know, and her heritage as well. And do you find that there's almost your music and your role as a healer are intertwined? It is almost one feeds off the other, or they're parallels.
I think if you look at the word Sangoma, it has Ngoma within.
Yes.
So I feel that our gifts are through song and by song also, you know. Our gifts are parallel with song, and we heal through song while we heal ourselves also, you know.
Yes.
And as people receive the songs that we heal with, we also get healing from the same healing that they get from the songs. So it's just like a full circle of healing through song.
Beautiful. Let's play another song. And this one I love. It's got kind of, I don't know, would I be right in saying a pan-African feel somehow? And this one is Imdali. Yes, it's Imdali.
Yes.
Tell us about Imdali.
Nikki, I wrote Imdali, a very scared and frustrated woman in South Africa. A very scared mother, and a mother to a girl child, a very scared daughter as well. Mdali is a very angry prayer, if you may put it like that.
Yes.
You know, I'm questioning. I like this word questioning, because it doesn't mean, Guti, when there is God, you can question God, you know. Yes, we can pray and ask for things and be grateful to God, but we can also... we have the right to question God when we lack understanding. So I was at a point where I was lacking understanding and feeling like God is not for women, you know. And during the time, I mean, women are being killed every day, but there was a time in 2017 where we would hear a new story every day of a woman being brutally killed by people who are known to them, you know. So I started having conversations with God and actually asking the higher power, where must we go as women, and who is actually fighting for us? Who is actually listening to our prayers? Who is listening to these cries that come out every night and every day of our lives? Who is listening to our prayers? Who is receiving these prayers? Where do these prayers go? So Umdali is referring to God, and I'm just angry, and I'm scared, and I'm frustrated, and I have nowhere to go.
And again, so relevant. You might have, as you said, been inspired in 2017, but I think that with the recent lockdown and COVID, it's again been amplified, this issue of violence against women. And songs like this are so important. So let's hear it. I'm speaking to Bokle Bendalo. You've got to get the album, Chosi. It is available. Coming up after this, Imdali on The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Sure, took me off guard. Beautiful, beautiful. That is a cry. That is a woman warrior chant, if you like. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. And I must just say, before we continue, I got a message from Mojalefa, and he said, Tokoza Bukle Bendalo. We give thanks for the music, Siabonga. And I really feel in the message what he is saying. And I completely, you know, echo that. Also, Eric on Twitter, he says, we're enjoying the interview and the songs are soul soothing. Thank you, Bukle. And Chutzpah Tsepiso says, the intro to this album is one of the best that I've heard in my life. How is that for beautiful comments? So beautiful.
I just got chills.
You see,
I just got chills.
I'm not the only one who's this album's had an effect on. It is truly on another level. It's so beautiful.
And that's all I ever wanted, you know. I just needed to be received the way I am, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
And going back to what you said in the beginning, it's authentic. You used the word authentic, and that's what I felt with each and every song. And you know, as I said earlier, your tone differs on different songs, which I always appreciate, because it's like, you know, the form follows function, if you know what I'm saying. There's a different tone if you're speaking about something that's light, and then there's a different tone when it's a deep prayer, and a different tone when it's a cry for women. And that is something that's very, very powerful, to be able to do that. So now, Buchle, tell us a little bit about the process of the album. How long did it take you to complete this project?
I started a long time ago. I think it was like 4 years ago when I received the first song called Netisa.
Yes.
I was still in initiation back then, because I was going through so much and I wanted to give up, and most of these songs, you know, come from deep prayerful points of my life.
Yes.
You know, and I presented the first song called Netisa to Malambula just after I came back from my initiation, and I said, okay, I think I didn't just go to the bush to be trained on becoming Isangoma, but I think I was also sent to heal through song with these songs that I come with. So I spent 4 years conceptualizing and coming up with different sounds and different meanings to these prayers.
Yes. And so a lot of these songs, were they, you know, did they come to you over this four-year period? You know, was it kind of a gathering of songs, if you know what I'm saying? It was a process of them coming to you. Each one came.
Yeah.
And where do you, you know, where does the inspiration start, Buchle? Does it start with a dream? Does it start with a melody? Does it start with a lyric?
It always comes with a bass line, you know. I receive most of my songs with the bass line.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yes.
I always do this humming thing, especially in the morning, you know, trying to, because I have a very manly voice in the morning, so I like flexing that voice.
Yes.
And most of the time, a melody would come from that bass line, you know.
Yes.
They come in different forms, you know. It could be inspired by a recurring sound from the outside, or a dream, or a cry really inside of me, you know. So it's a good thing that we live in a world of technology also, where you can just press record on your phone and just park it, you know.
Yes.
So during this process of these 4 years, I've been parking a lot of melodies and a lot of words together. Even now, this lockdown has given me a few melodies and a few words that I'm now trying to gather for maybe the next project that I would want to do. So it's a process that happens on its own, really. I don't even set a time frame where I say, okay, I want to finish this kind of project by this time, you know.
Yes.
I just let it happen authentically, yeah.
But that's quite intense also. What you're saying is, you know, within that period of time, going for your spiritual training as well as coming up with a deeply spiritual offering, you know, very, very profound. And I think that I'm sure it was challenging at times, but the strength of this album shows it. We're going to play Intabe Zinyama next. Tell us about this one. Yes.
This song was brought to me by Malambula. You know, I remember that day so vividly. I was recording and he came into studio very late because I enjoy recording at night because there's like this beautiful silence and I listen to the sounds of the environment.
Yes.
You know, so he came in and he said, "Stop whatever you're doing. I've got a hit for you." And I'm like, "Excuse me, I'm working. Like, I'm trying to record an album here, you know." And he gave me this intro that says, "Kala mabube isukuqubula ingwenyama, imambe emnyama iqaqela esihlahleni somnqawe ngiyesaba." The last word is ngiyesaba, which means I am scared.
Yes.
I took that word and I ran with it.
Yes.
You know, I just said, if you give a woman these two words, or these three words rather, I am scared, a woman can write books upon books.
Yes.
About why they are scared and what they are scared of. And that was when I was born.
Great. And I'm sure in dealing with this, the fear, in naming fear, it's also a form of release.
Yes. Yes. And in the song, I also talk about what I'm scared of, you know. It's very metaphorical, this song, you know. It talks about a girl going to the woods to go get firewood. But there's all these animals and vultures and creatures and lions and snakes outside of our homes where we sit with our parents, and they send us out into the streets, just like a woman from the rurals coming to Johannesburg to get employment, and then they get exploited and they get used in Joburg, and now they can't go back home because of shame. You know, so this song talks about women issues in general, like holistically.
Yes.
From a child to an old woman, really.
Beautiful. Thank you for being an activist, a gender activist. Thank you for bringing awareness through your songs and your messages. Let's hear this one in Tabe Zinyama, speaking to the beautiful Buchle Bendalo. The album is Chosi, and I'm sure by now you're already on your way to get a copy if you haven't already. It's The World Show, and you're with me, Nikki B.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. Wow. Buchle Bendalo. Absolutely amazing in Tabazinha.
I like how you say my name.
Thank you. I'm not sure if it's my way. Buchle, really. Look, I mean, it must have been quite something for you, coming up with this epic project. And not shortly after releasing it, going into lockdown and the whole music industry is turned upside down. Mm. What's it been like for you? You know, you should have been touring with your new album and, you know, so, you know, what's it been like in this period? And what can you see for the future as we move forward with regards to the album and your work?
Surprisingly, I actually wanted my album to be released at a time where people can actually listen to it.
Yes.
I remember praying sometime last year around, I think I finished recording around November, December. And I had a few friends asking me, when are you releasing the music?
Yes.
We're waiting for the music. And I said to them, no. I want my music to be received at a very quiet time. I want you guys to listen carefully to my music. It doesn't want you to be busy with life's things, you know? And the universe answered where the album dropped at a time where people are self-reflecting.
Yes.
And introspecting also, you know, which is a good accompaniment to all those journeys that people are taking, those different journeys.
Yes.
You know, and I feel like everything that is happening in regards to the album is happening at its own time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It might not communicate the same way when it comes to the finances, but when it comes to the soul and the spirits are fed, Nikki. That's all I want.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
And the rest can come as rewards to those spirits that are already fed. You know, we've reached over a million streams just in a space of a month when the album was released.
Amazing.
Which is a good thing.
Wow.
It goes to show that people are actually interested and people are actually investing.
In, yes.
In, it's like planting, and I feel like this is my planting season and I'm going to reap the rewards. I just received a message also from Dr. Sipho Sithole to say, okay, I'm telling you an exclusive thing now.
Yes.
To say that we've submitted the album for the Grammys.
Oh,
so
amazing.
We are holding thumbs.
Oh,
we are holding
good.
Thumbs and just praying and passing while we do that. So,
well, I'm sending you all the holding thumbs and all the support. This is a Grammy album. This is, for me, the kind of album that should be reaching the Grammys. Absolutely
beautiful.
Thank you beautiful.
So much.
Yes. And
we are just throwing everything into the universe now.
Yes, and again, it's a timeless album. So, you know, the fact that we want the performances, we want to see you perform this album. And as much as I'm thankful for the digital concerts, it's one of those,
yeah.
One wants to be there and see it and feel it, you know. So being a timeless album, we will still be blessed with your performances of this album. As you say, it's just got to happen in its own time.
Yes, yes, it's going to happen. And it's going to be so beautiful when it does, you know.
Yes.
We are all yearning to actually feel the energies in the room when we perform. But I think it is our time globally to actually sit with ourselves during this time and wait for the universe to be ready to actually receive us again, you know.
Absolutely.
Which is going to be a beautiful time. I cannot wait, you know, but we are just grateful for life now and grateful for the platforms that we're getting to be able to actually spread these messages.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for this healing. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the message of this beautiful album. Chosi, we're going to end with Salute, which, as we discussed, is just so appropriate. It's one of those songs that if I'm going to play it, I've got to play it this month on the World Show.
You have to play it throughout this month.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Salute before... I'll let you go. Yes.
This is just a dedication to all the queens, you know, out there. We are at a time where we are owning up to the queens that we are. You know, we are birth givers and we are leaders, you know, in society. You know, we are great human beings as women. And every woman who is out there struggling and trying to make ends meet, you are important. We are enough. We are enough, Nikki, and we are magical.
Yes.
And this is just to say, to just affirm and reassure ourselves that we are queens and we are able to work together as queens. That is why we keep winning in the spaces we find ourselves in. So everyone else must just adjust to the light that we bring as women.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Buhle. Thank you for a beautiful chat and such a beautiful album. I did have a problem choosing songs, but I'm going to play all the others on the World Show in the weeks, months, and years to come. Yes. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say before I let you go?
I just want to thank everyone who's been supporting me from the soil even now. And I want to thank my team. We just shot a video for Umdali directed by Butsilo Mondi. It was beautiful a few days ago. People should look out for that. Please check my socials, _ Bendalo. I'm not on Twitter. I'm very scared of Twitter.
Yes.
So I'm only available on Instagram. And thank you to Native Rhythms and Universal for making sure people receive the music as it is. And thank you to everyone who's been supporting me. And look out for the visuals on my socials. Thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you too. And of course, we're ending this feature with a salutation to all the women of Buchle Bendalo's album, Chosi. Thanks, Buchle. It's coming up after
thank
this.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.